Begin the Karan Dav, Sech this Erevin Dav Vav, begin the Erman Alf, begin the Tej Demasel, begin the words of the Gemara, Mitzida Be'aser, from the side, the breach is 10 Amas, Meroshe Barba, from the front, is 4 Tfachim. Shteisis comes to qualify, actually, these two halachas, where, although it sounds like it's the same, Teisis says, Eser Im Perusha Ka'arba, the dimensions of what's considered, so to speak, a breach or an opening, of the 10 Amas on the side, it's not the same as the 4 Tfachim in the front. Because the Eser, when we say on the side it's 10, that's Kishal Mat, I mean that's like less than 10 Amas. In other words, that still could be considered, 10 Amas itself is considered a Pesach, not a breach. Whereas Varba, when we're talking about 4 Tfachim from the front, that Kishal Mala, that's like more than 4 Tfachim, which 4 Tfachim itself is going to be like a breach. So although we're saying same words, one is going to be valid and one's going to be invalid, even in that number itself. Ketunek says the Matzah begins the words of the Gemara. The Pischa began Zogos Le'ab the Inchi. People don't make an opening by a corner. Shteisim explain that, but if you make it like a Pesach, then it will be a Pesach. Because although our Tez Demasel is saying that the Gemara was saying that a Mavoy that has a breach of four Tfachim, we said, wait a second, why isn't that a Pesach? We said, oh, because you're talking about make it by Karen Zavis. And it's not a Pesach, although a Pesach could be up until 10 Amos, because you don't make a Pesach so by a corner, so it's going to be a breach even by four Tfachim. So that's his taste in me, however, in Masah can pass up. But if you make it like an opening, meaning the mezuzah is umashka for the side post and the lintel, have a sharper, then yes, it would be even by a corner as a pesach. Like the Gemara, the previous stuff that Haman Alv says, the pasuk lebekaren zavus, that we were talking about a case, how to configure that even if the length of a mabul is four tefachim or according to Rabbi Yisim, how are you going to have an opening? So he said that, yeah, because you'll take a tefach from the back and you take three tefachim from the side, which is essentially by the corner. So you see that sometimes you could make a Pesach by the Karen Zavis as long as you're going to do it with a tura of a Pesach. And that's not a contradiction from our Gemara over here, where we're saying just in general making an opening without doing an actual tura of Pesach. Ketunek says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Echadzeh. This other man, the Mahal, no, either one, front or side, Bedal is going to be as a Pirza of four tefachim. Just going to explain that when we say bereishai, it's specifically like we said in the other Manda Amar by the Karen Zavis. Then the breach is going to be four tefachim because the more broad that according to Rav Huna, the mavi that was breached doesn't not like the first Manda Amar, whether it's in the side or the front, it's going to be a limitation of four tefachim, and then it's going to lose the name of mavi. Just going to explain that this that we say mavi that it's breached from the front. The pirtz is going to be by four tefachim, so that says taisis im nifritz per karen zavis. Similar to like how as we qualified the previous mandama, it's talking about if the breach was by a corner, where then it's going to be four tefachim avam nifritz mi roishay but like karen zavis. Let's say there was a breach in the front wall, not by the corner, layav bedal. Then it would not be limited to four tefachim; rather, it'd be like any opening in the mavi would be for 10 amos. And Taisa proves, he says, because the Leipolgad Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Huna does not disagree with Rav Yehuda. Damal Kamanda says, Levin of Yudam and Beis, Mavish Rachav Tez Vavamas. He says, you have a Mavish that's 15 Amas wide. So he says, what do you do? It can only be a width of 10 Amas. He says, Marchik Beis Amas, so you distance an area of 2 Amas. Vaisa Paskim Amas, you make a board 3 Amas. Vahashtav Pertza Beis Amas. And now the breach is going to be 2 Amas. So you have more closed off. And you have that 5 is closed off, and now you have remaining 10. But the problem is, how's the mavi permitted? But bereisha you have a pirtza more than 4 tefachim. Obviously, by the mavi, that the breach in the front is 4 tefachim, it does not lose its status of a mavi unless the breach is by the corner. And therefore, Rav Huna that was saying that it's a breach without tefachim does not disagree with this halacha, that yes, you could have a breach more than that. And even bereisha is going to be 10 amos. And it's only going to be a problem in the front that we're saying both the front and the side is four tefachim, only if that's by the corner. Now, whereas, so it says, mitzidah dava bedalid. Now, what's regarding the side that is going to be four tefachim? Well, why is that different? Why is the side going to be four tefachim? That's not by a corner. So it says, that's for a different reason. Because if people are going to walk, if there's going to be a breach of four tefachim on the side, people are going to walk through that. If that's the case, so then that's going to diminish the entryway, and therefore it's not going to be considered as a mavi anymore. So that's going to be a problem even when it's four tefachim. When the breach is in the front, it's not going to diminish people's walking through the main entry, because people are not going to leave the main entry and walk into a smaller, narrower opening. And therefore, yeah, actually, says Taisis, so the four tvachim by the side is always. The front, actually, it's not four tvachim, even according to Rabbuna that we're saying, that four tvachim in the front is only in the corner. But actually, in the front, he agrees that it would be larger than that, like 10 amas, like the Rabbi Yehuda said later on, the few limit based. Ketanek says the master begins with Zigmar Rabbam, he says, Terasi Kamafulish has halachic status like an open ended mavli. Taisim will explain that. So where do you make this Tzuras HaPesach? You make it by, like Rashi said, by the where it bends. Because our Gemara is discussing here, the Tzuras HaPesach is going on a Mavi Akam. In other words, if you have a Mavi, an alleyway, one side is open to Rishas Ram, the other side bends into another Mavi, that other Mavi, so it's essentially like an L, but it just doesn't end, it's not closed off like a cul-de-sac, it opens up to another Mavi that also opens up to Rishas Ram. That Rav says, the Tzuras HaPesach quotes, that mava has halachic status like a mava mafulish, like a mava that's open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is being pitched because Rashi explains. So, what's the halacha? What does this mean? The tzorach lasa is Tzuras HaPesach back when we say that you have to make a door frame, it's called Tzuras HaPesach, where it bends. Why? Because the pilush mashal mafulish chaver, this that it's open to the other mava by its end, have a mafulish Rosh Hashanah. Essentially, it's like it's open to Rosh Hashanah because that mava itself is open to Rosh Hashanah on its end. Now, so therefore you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach, like you have when it's open on one side, like it's open on two sides to Rosh Hashanah. And to the two openings which face Rosh Hashanah, not by the corner bend, then you make a cross beam or a side post for each and every one. Like a regular Mavi Mefulash from two sides to Rosh Hashanah, which that's Alochi, to make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and a Lechi and a Kara on the other side. Now, Ubimilsa de Shmuel Nami, so too with Shmuel, who disagrees with Rav, Dhamma that he says, Terasa Kesasim, that he says, actually this bent Mavi has a locha like a closed Mavi. So Peresh B'Shem Rabbi Zakat Rashi explains in the name of his elderly Rebbe that what does that mean that it's a Mavi Sasim? It means Tairas Mavi Sasim. It has a lochic status like a closed Mavi. That's what Tzorach Lasis Bakamimisa. That's you have to make by where it bends, the high lechi, which that means that you have to make a side post. Another just like a closed mavi on three sides. On the open side, Rosh Hashanah, it's enough just to make a lechi or kaira, and you don't need to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So to over here, the mavi akam, you have to make a lechi by the bend. Now, explains Taisus, Miu, Sham Pirish Acha. Rashi himself, when he's discussing Shmuel's opinion of Terasik Asasim, Rashi gives a different interpretation. And he says, Terasik Asasim. He says, not that it's like a closed mavi. It has halacha like a closed mavi, meaning, and therefore you don't need to have anything where it bends at all. And actually, it would be enough with the lechi or kaira where it opens up to Rosh Hashanah. So that's the difference. The first version is saying that the mavi akum, where it bends, is like a sasim, which is just like sasim. You put a lechi or kaira here, you're putting a lechi or kaira where it bends. But Rashi brings a different interpretation. No, it's the halacha like a mavi sasim, which just like a mavi sasim, you put only one where it opens Rosh Hashanah, so too over here. And Taisa explains that v'haloshin dachakoi. The wording is what pushed Rashi to explain that you actually don't need to have anything where it bends. Because the kibin the terasik is awesome, since you're saying the law is like a closed mavi, so matzok lasses baka mimisa. So what do you have to do where it bends, a closed mavi? You don't have to do anything at the end, only where it opens Rosh Hashanah. And therefore also over here by the mava okum, if you're calling it like a sasim, you don't have to do anything where it bends. And Taisa comes to being proofs for this interpretation of Rashi. Okay, Perusha Mashma says Taisa, like Rashi's interpretation, it sounds like that it, when we say it has halacha like mafulish, according to Rav, means to say that where it bends is where you do the Tzuras HaPesach. And the comment of Samach and the Gemara shortly that says, what's this case? Tomat that there's a machlek is Rav and Shmuel, Ibi, SMS, if you think that this bend, the width of the mavli is more than 10 amas, holy Mishmul Terasik Asasim, is that where Shmuel's going to say that it's like it's closed off and it's going to be enough for the lechi? What do you mean? A lechi doesn't help with an opening that's more than 10 amas, even when it is sasim. Now, it says Taitzis, a mashmet sounds like the Rav, that according to Rav, that he says that it's halacha is like mafulish and that you need it towards a Pesach, sounds like, oh, the question was only on Shmuel, if you would say it's more than 10 amas. But according to Rav, Asishapa, then it would make sense that the Tzuras HaPesach would be effective even though it's more than 10 amas. That's where Tesis proves like Rashi, because be iter asakim afolish ko yabsachem. Maybe you would think to say when we're calling the mavi like an open mavi, which what do you mean you have to make it to a pesach? You would think, meaning not like Rashi says that you put it by the where it bends, but rather you would think that you're putting it by the entry to Rishas Rabim. The high news should talk last to Rishas Pesach be'echad apsachim. You have to put the door frame by one of the places where it opens up into Rishas Rabim. Ubisheni lechem, that by the other part, the other end, by let's say where it bends, you put a side post by the other one, meaning the other entry with Rishas Rabim. You put a side post. And you're not going to put it where it bends, the Tzurza Pesach. And that's what the Gemara's question was saying. Wait a second, what are we talking about? If it's one of 10 Amos, so then that's what Shmuel's going to say, it's like closed, but the Lecha is not effective when it's more than 10 Amos. But if that's the interpretation, again, if you say not like Rashi, so Imkin L'Rav Namikash, or in the difficulty should have been even on Rav. The Eich Yoy Lechim Etzad Echad, how could you say it's a sufficient with a side post by one entry rate? Oh yeah, fill it towards a Pesach B'Yisa Me'eser, or even a Tzurza Pesach to the other side, the open Tzurza Rabim, if it's talking about more than 10 Amis, ha'isle l'Rav, but Rav hold that a Mavi that's more than 10 Amis, ava pishish l'Tzurza Pesach, that even if it has a door frame, tzarech l'mayit, you have to diminish that and make it into 10 Amis, meaning not like the way our halacha by Mishnah is, it was explained on that base, that Rav says, no, tani, that you have to say you might. So if you're going to say that according to Rav, you have to make the Tzurza Pesach by the entry to Rishas Rabim. So then the Gemara's question, if you're saying that it's more than 10 Amos, should have been even on Rav too, because Rav doesn't hold that Tzurza Pesach works by an opening to Rishas Rabim more than 10 Amos. Ah, but Iak Mamisa coin. But if you're saying that it's weird, you're putting the Tzurza Pesach where it bends to the other Mavoi, that's where it's going, could the Pirish Rashi, like Rashi explains, oh, Seshapel Rav. Now that makes sense according to Rav. That the Sagi of Tzurza Pesach, yeah, that would be sufficient. A Tzurza Pesach, even though it's more than 10 Amos, because since the openings that the Mavi has in Tereshas Rabim, that's not more than 10 Amos. It's only the bends that are more than 10 Amos. Ah, because that's how he explains. Really, Rav agrees that when you have a Tereshas Pesach more than 10 Amos, it's going to be sufficient with a Tereshas Pesach. Biblically. Because I mean, like, come on, like the Gemara says, we're going to have a mixture of climb with grapes and other types of things. If there's a Tzurza Pesach between the grains and the grapevines, that you're allowed to have the grapevines right there, even though rabbinically a Tzurza Pesach does not help more than 10 Amos. But still, so when the bend of the Mavoi, the sages would be lenient because since by the bend, that's only that it shouldn't be seen from both sides. So therefore the Gemara didn't ask on Rav, how's he going to have a Tzurza Pesach more than 10 Amos? Because like we're saying, according to Rav, it's going on where it bends and now it opens in the Rishas Rav. However, Tyson, the brackets over here says, however, you could reject this proof to Rashi, because the Havanami Matzah Parach L'Rav, you're right, we could have asked the same question, if it's more than 10 Amos, we could have asked it on Rav too. El Demak, Shalib, the Shmuel's favorite Peshit is just a simpler question, asking it on Shmuel, where the Gemara says, it's pretty obvious, how could he say more than 10 Amos, that it would be like a Mavis Asim, it just doesn't make sense. According to Rav, you could ask it, it would just be a little bit more complicated, therefore it's not necessarily such a definitive proof. But Tesis continues, says, but there's another proof that when we say, according to Rav, that it's halacha of this Mavah Akum is like it's mafulish, means to say the way Rashi says it, that the Tzurza Pesach is where the bend is, not where it opens to Rishas Rabim. From Mahu Mavah Akum, from the story later on that the Gemara brings, that there was a bent Mavah in Arda, etc., and they took the stringencies of Rav and Shmuel, Vatzerchud, the losses, and the required doors. Now, Pirish Rashi explains, what was this case? It's Akum Kim and Ches, different than what we're calling Mav Akum. It was bent in two places, like a Ches. The Tzarech based losses Lashne Akumimis, and you needed to have doors at the two bends. Now, it's obvious from here, when we say that a bent Mav is like Mafulish, it means to say that where it bends, that you have to do it to a Pesach like a Mav Mafulish, and therefore here in this Mavi, where there's two bends, you needed two doors. Because the Ilav Hachi, because if you don't say like this, rather you say, if we wouldn't say like Rashi, that when it says like mafulish means to say where it opens up to the Shulchan Aruch, that's you make Tzurza Pesach. So Dai B'dal Asecha, so it'd be enough with one door, and then the lechi on the other one. So you see from the fact that you need to have two doors because that was going on the two places where it bends. But Amihu says Tesis, Rachgars actually Rebbein Chanan his text is actually about Sechud Dallas required a door. Chinkasberi something that says like there's the most. In most of the text, so therefore it wouldn't be right to Rashi because it doesn't take the losses, it just says one door. But says Taisav, I feel like Gersin Dlasi. The truth is, even if the Gersin is doors, Iklanem, you could still say the Mefulish Gamahaba, that it still wouldn't be right to Rashi. Because you could say that it's considered totally open, the Okum Be'emtzikaze, and it's bent in the middle like this. And it's open with three different openings into the Rosh Hasharab. So yeah, then either way you look at it, you're going to have to make doors. In other words, even if you're going to say that by a bent mavoi, it's enough for the Tzur HaPesach or a door, on one side opens into Rosh Hasharab, and the other side you're going to do a lechi, as you do is normally mavoi mafulish. But this mavoi that's open in three places to Rosh Hasharab, you would have to have two Tzur HaPesach, or two doors, and then the third one would have the lechi b'kar, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya to Rashi, even if the Gersa was delost. But then Taisa says another proof. It says, "Begabi mavi hasi kanadl," like a mavi that's made like a centipede, which the Gemara brings later on of Chesam Beis, which is a very long mavi that opens up into the Rab, and then there's many mavois opening into that to another Shesarab. So, like the feet of the centipede. Now, Mash Menami Kepir Shakunja says Taisa from there also sounds like Rashi. Because the comment the Gemara says over there, Elo Eisat Tzur HaPesach L'Kulo. Okay, so what do? You make a door frame for all those smaller mothers, Pirish, meaning where? Letzad Mavah HaGadol. Where it opens up into the larger mother. Like if you imagine the body of the centipede, that's the large mother. And then you have all the legs coming out. That's the smaller mothers opening up into the larger mother. The Idach Gis, on the other side, is Mishtari B'lecha B'kar, if permitted, with just putting a side post and a crossbeam. I knew, what's that other side? Letzad Rosh Hasharab. To the side of the public domain, because those smaller mavis also open to Rosh Hashanah, just like the larger one opens on its entrance to Rosh Hashanah. And that's the way Rashi explains that by a bent mavis, where do you put the Tzur HaPesach? Where it bends. So do this mavis that's made like a centipede, where do you put the Tzur HaPesach? Every time the mavis bends into the other mavis, which is from the big mavis to the small mavis, and therefore you have to say that the Tzur HaPesach is made where it bends, because as Taisa says, I will ikoi hod the kama. But if you would think it means when it says over there in that Gemara, Aisat Tzur HaPesach L'Kulo, that you make a Tzur HaPesach of all the smaller mavis, Hanul Tzad Rosh Hasharab is where they open up into the public domain. And the Idach Isa, when it says on the other side that it's sufficient with a Lecha B'Kar, Koya Pesach Mavah Gadol, let's talk about where it opens up into the larger mavi. That's where you're saying that you can make a Lecha B'Kairam. So it comes out according to this, that by a bent mavi, you need the Tzur HaPesach where it opens up into Rosh Hasharab, not like Rashi, but says Taisa, no, you can't say that. Because then, as Lashon Idach Gis Lo Asa Shabbat, then the terminology that it used there in the Gemara, the other side wouldn't really come out so well. Because according to this, the intent is not for the other side of the smaller Mavi, rather to the larger Mavi. But the Idach Gis sounds like it's going that Mavi itself on the other side. In other words, that all the smaller Mavis, they need to have a Tzur HaPesach where they open the Rosh Hasharab and the Lecha Kaira where it opens up to the larger Mavi, the way Rashi says. And therefore, you see that you have to have the Mavi Akum, is you're putting the Tzur HaPesach where it actually bends. Taisa just clarifies at the end. He says, "And be'ain letimoy." He says, "Don't wonder." Taisa asks an interesting question. You're going to wonder. Wait a second. Why should the bent mavi be more chum, more stringent, than a totally open-ended mavi on either side? Where thereby regular mavi the sagib tzur zapesach. It's enough. We're putting one side of tzur zapesach belechi. And then one lechi on the other side. Whereas by the mavi akum, we're saying you need to have a tzur zapesach where it bends. And you have to have the two lechis on the two entryways. And as I say, says, yeah, because the Be'ina Shiyura, Tzur HaPesach, Kabbani HaMavi. We need all the people in the Mavi to see the Tzur HaPesach. If you would make the Tzur HaPesach on one side, the people in the other Mavi wouldn't see it because they're in the other bend. So that's why you have to put the Tzur HaPesach in the middle, besides the lechis on either side, like any Mavi Mavolish, where you have to have a lechi on one side and the Tzur HaPesach on the other side. So Taisus had said that when Rav says a bent Mavi is like a Mavolish, you have to make a Tzur HaPesach. Where do you make that? The way Rashi says, you make it by Akmei Misa, where it bends. Besides the lechi and the kara that you do on the side that opens up to Rosh Hasharab. Whereas according to Shmuel, it's like sasim, which the teacher Rashi explained, that means to say that you make the lechi where it closed, meaning where it bends. Besides the lechi and kara by the opening. Rashi explains, no, Akmei Misa doesn't do anything. It's enough for lechi kara by the entry, like a regular mavi sasim. So to a mavi that's made like a centipede, where you have to have a Tzur HaPesach, that's wherever it opens up into the smaller mavi, that's where you make the Tzur HaPesach. And the place where the mavois katans over the Rosh Hasharabim, that's another lechi kara. And the bent mavi that was Nardah, that they had to have doors, Rashi explains, It was bent like a ches. And therefore, you have to have doors by the two places where it bends. Ben Hanan's girsa is dales. According to his girsa, every mavi akum has to have a tirsa pesach where it opens up into Rosh Hashanah. So I used to give another interpretation. He says that it was made in a certain way, even if you can have the girsa of delasais, that one was open on two sides to Rosh Hashanah, and then you had another mavi which was open to that, and therefore there's three entryways, and therefore you have to have two doors for the two entryways which open up into Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it wasn't a raya to Rashi. Tinek says the message begins with the Gemara, Ketzim Arvin Derech Rosh Hashanah. How do you make an Erev for a path of Rosh Hashanah? Just explain, what is a Rosh Hashanah? And we didn't know this from. Because Pesach HaKodesh Rashi explains, which the assumption of the Gemara was that the Brisa means literally Rosh Hashanah, says Rosh Hashanah, a public domain is Rachav Yud Vavamas, it's 16 amas wide, Umefulish Mishneit Stad Mishar Lashar, and it's open on both sides from gate to gate of the city. Umetzuin Bosh Shishim Riba, and the 600,000 people that are on that road. Chenish Bahag said to us, it's like this in the Baal Halachas Gedalis, to be in the Drisa Samach Riba that you need to have to be qualified as Rosh Hashanah, 600,000 people that go on that road. Now, because Rabbeinu Tam, how is it difficult? Because the Shabbos Perek Zarei, can be said the Shabbos and Avtzadik Hasam and Avam, the Gemara says, Da'agolis, that the wagons that the Levim had, which is where we learn out the Halacha of Rosh Hashanah from, regarding those dimensions, have a Tachtein Ubenim Rosh Hashanah. The area beneath those wagons and between those wagons were Rosh Hashanah. Now, says Taisis, V'tachtein Lohayu Samach Riba, beneath the wagons weren't 600,000 people. What does that mean? But Omer Ri, and the Ri says, yeah, Mekamakam, it's still dark and Hoya lots of a lovely voice there. The 600,000 people would go through that road. So although they weren't beneath the wagons, but on that road would go 600,000, maybe that qualifies to be as the Rosh Hashanah. But Ba'ay Hiksha, another question Taisa has, is the Bedigli Midbar have a Tav and Nashim Le'im Misper? In the Jews in the desert at that time, they were children and women without a number. And so it's difficult. Besides the 600,000 people, there were also the multitudes of people that were from the Egyptians that came along with them. And if you're saying it's based on the amount of people there were, so why is it just 600,000? It should have been more to have to be Rosh Hashanah, because 600,000 were only the men from 20 to 60, and not counting women and children and regarding the Arab. And as I said, what you could say is the like Gemina Mishkan. We don't learn that from the Mishkan. Just in general, what we know historically with the numbers. Rather, anything that's written as the numbers. The numbers that is written regarding the count of the Jewish men were 600,000. Therefore, that would be the qualification to be considered Rosh Hashanah, which we learn now from the Mishkan, would be that number of 600,000. You have a side post and the crossbeam on this side. Because the Gemara said that someone that has two houses on either side of Rosh Hashanah, so there was an opinion that said that you can make a side post on one side, a side post on the other one, and then you could carry in between those two houses. Which Taisa explains, Avagab the lechi lemahani b'yis masar, although a lechi, a side post, doesn't help for an entryway more than 10 amis, so how could you have from one house to another house? So yeah, says Taisa, yasad lechi racha, but told me you have to make a lechi that's so wide, achis ma'ir ha'avim masar, until you diminish the ear space from one house to the other house to be less than 10 amis, and then you could go ahead and carry inside, even though it's going through Rosh Hashanah. The next Tzitzit Matzah begins with the Gemara. Yes, I can review that. More than this review that says, Tzitzit can explain what review is going on. Because the Tzitzit is essentially quotes in Pirush HaKunches. Rashi says, what's Yes, I can? Le'el Minari, what previously the Brisa was talking about was, B'bayin Aliyah B'chulu. If you built an upper story from one house to another house over Rosh Hashanah, like a bridge going from house to house, the Shurbi Yehuda L'tal Protector. Yehuda says, you're allowed to carry beneath that overhang, over that overpass. And the reason Mishum Pitikar Yerushalayim, we view the edge of that roof, the edge, the thickness of that roof is like an inch of a wall on either side. So we view those as walls closing off. So two sides of the houses, and then you have the two sides of Pitikar. It's like enclosed by four walls. And that's what becomes right. The Rashi is saying that actually, yes, I can review that even more than this review says. I've got the lack of Pitikar, even though you don't have the concept of Pitikar, which is the opening of the roof as if they're virtual walls closing down, still should be the still be permit, even if there's no overhang. It's just the two houses on either side. Because since you have two full walls, which are the two houses on either side, so then it's enough just to put a lechi on either side or a kaira on either side. And Malchim Ashmed, but deceptive. So it sounds like there's explicit from the Braisa in the Mechilta and Perek Zayin. The Ha'akoi, yes, I can, it's on this of the first statement regarding the bridge that you have Pitikra, which that's what's going on. The Rebbe says, yes, I can, even more than this, even if you don't have that, it's still going to be sufficient, because according to him, it's sufficient with Beis Mechitzes to be considered the Raisa as a private domain.